You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You're listening to SB Nation at the Super Bowl.
Pleased to be joined now out on Radio Row in Miami by the best looking guy out here, the one and only former center for the New York Jets, now doing all sorts of fun stuff, Nick Mangold. Nick, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. And thank you. That was the best intro I've gotten, I think, in years.
Are you sure? Because are you repaying the one I gave you?
No, that it was beautiful.
Okay, I believe
it. Almost brought a tear to my eye.
We were talking right before we started recording about concerts and about Ohio. I've been to Cedar Point. That's really all I can offer to the conversation. So really cool. But you were telling us about your first concert, Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift, yes. no, my first concert was at the Nutter Center in Dayton, Ohio. It was in eighth grade, and it wasn't Hanson. Black right. Sabbath.
Okay.
My first concert.
It's very impressive.
Did you get the set list?
No, I barely remember. I mean, I remember Crazy Train, which was fantastic. But after that, you know, I also remember all just the people around us, because it was me and my buddy. My parents just let us go. And like seeing the people watching, like we were waiting for after the show, like we're waiting to get picked up, and you seeing everybody come out of the concert. And that was some of the best people watching I've had ever.
What's the people watching been like in Miami so far?
You know, I haven't been here long enough yet for the full people watching experience. I got in last night, had a lovely dinner at Lure Fish Bar. Go Josh Capon, friend of the firm. And then I went to bed, and I have four kids. So I turned the air conditioning down. I think I was in bed by 10. And had the best sleep I've had in months.
How far are we talking on the AC? Like, are you like a 60 degree guy?
Yeah, the lowest it will go.
That's terrifying for me.
No, that's the best way to do it. And actually, if you talk to any offensive lineman, that was the routine. Whenever you would get to a hotel for an away game, the first thing you do is you put your bag down, you turn the air down, and you close the shades.
Do you have
I will guarantee almost to a man, every offensive lineman will have that same routine.
Is there a city that's more known for like the hotels here, that AC, it rocks?
No, because they always switch. You know, rarely did we stay in the same hotel. More, especially like when we go up to New England, we were always staying in different hotels. Miami, it was kind of hit or miss. Even Buffalo, sometimes we stay downtown, sometimes we'd stay out. So it was, you never knew where you were going to stay. We have stayed in some fantastic ones, though. When we were in Chicago, this was beautiful. We're in Chicago. We play, it's December. It's like maybe December 20th or so, and huge snowstorm. So we get snowed in. We can't leave.
So the AC makes sense here.
Okay. AC was perfect. But we were staying at the Trump Hotel in Chicago, and it was right downtown. And all of a sudden, you know, we're done playing a game. We're in an away city, and we can't go anywhere. We were raiding mini bars.
Nice.
We were going all over the place, going out to dinner. It was awesome. It was unfortunately, we lost, which was very disappointing. But we were able to make up for it later that evening.
Well, yeah, we don't have to talk about the losses, but what do you think about the current?
We had plenty of them.
So I cover the Cowboys for SB Nation, and so one of their losses was not fun and almost burnt our side to the ground.
That was a lot of fun.
When they lost to the New York Jets. What are your thoughts on the 2019 Jets?
You know, I thought that the biggest thing is Sam can't get mono. that if we can, not do that in 2020, things should be looking up. But when you saw when he came back, because people also forget he got mono, but then the backup quarterback got hurt.
Right.
So they were on third string quarterback, and that's going to ruin rhythm. That's going to ruin, a lot of your timing, a lot of what you want to do offensively. And also they had a lot of injuries on the offensive line, a lot of movement there. So you saw over the last 8 games, they won 6 out of 8. And so seeing that improvement, once things stabilized with Sam and, you kind of got the offensive line going a little bit, things are looking up. So I think now instead of having to do wholesale changes and everything big, Joe Douglas and Adam Gase can kind of tweak it a little bit more, find areas of improvement, and continue to improve on the success that they had at the last half of the season. I think it's going to be a big offseason for them in terms of Sam's development, in terms of dialing down the offense, because last year was the first year in Adam Gase's system. Mm-hmm. So this year, now you can really dive into the meat of it, and I'm hoping for good things. But I'm always hoping for good things, so I'm eternally optimistic.
Do you feel like this is, because I feel like we do this every year, like, oh, it's the year the Patriots, sort of take a step back, whatever, but the Dolphins kind of have this plan that's, I don't want to say materialized, but we're seeing some fruits of their, we'll call them labors. The Bills, obviously a playoff team, and the Jets in year 200, Adam Gase. Do you feel like this is, okay, the whole division's now finally, stepping on each other's toes?
Yeah, I think the division will continue to get more and more competitive. Hopefully Tom will at some point give up, and let someone else have a chance.
So selfish.
It's ridiculous. It is fun and it's neat because the AFC is always, having played in it, I'm a little biased. I'll admit that. But it's a lot of fun between Buffalo, New England, the New York and Miami, like those four teams, there's just so much history and it's a lot more fun when they're winning and having better games than when, New England's always winning and everyone else is losing.
I feel like when it comes to the conference logos, like I'm sure you see the A and you're like, that's my thing. You know what I mean? Cause you're an AFC guy, red and white. Pretty, kind of Nick Mangold-ish, Ohio State colors. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's an accident. What are your thoughts, on Ohio State?
It's funny. I am a huge – sidebar real quick back to the AFC. I am a huge AFC fan.
So you just like root for AFC teams in general.
When in doubt, I'm going to usually root for AFC teams. But when – and I think it was made A because of playing, for the Jets in the AFC, but then going to Pro Bowls. And the Pro Bowls, when I first started, was AFC versus NFC. And so I always had, this connection to the AFC. And then when they made the idiotic decision to go unconferenced, and it really took away. I'm glad that they've gone back to it.
Yeah.
Because there is something special about having, being part of your conference.
Right.
Hey, we're part of the AFC. Even though, I look at, Kansas City and I'm like, I don't like you. But, you're one of us, so you're cool. A lot better than, those Cowboys.
Does that apply to the Big Ten?
So Big Ten, no.
No.
There's battle lines in the Big Ten. The biggest one being...
we can't say it.
That school up north.
Of course. Minnesota. We all hate them.
Everyone hates Minnesota.
I learned this when I went to the Super Bowl in Minnesota. Their M is the other school's M, or W. The other school's W flipped upside down. Like that's a real. It's because it's the same font, and they got sued.
Wisconsin
and Minnesota. Yeah. I didn't notice that.
It's Michigan's font. Like because they tried to use the yellow M, and they couldn't because it was like, oh, that's R M or whatever. So they just were like, okay, we'll use an upside down W, and that's why it goes out a little bit wider than a standard M if you kind of look at it.
So it's the font.
It's the same font.
And okay, I thought you were saying they took it from Wisconsin.
Yeah,
I was confused.
No. So they just made it an upside down W, but in the same font.
In the same font that Michigan uses. That's really interesting.
I don't know why you'd want to do anything like Michigan, but Buckeye, I'm really biased. So
you getting back to the playoff?
I hope so. I thought the way that they lost, versus Clemson, and it was we were gifted by the football gods to have a championship game in the first round of the playoffs because that was an amazing game. Ended not the way that I wanted. And I feel terrible for the guys. If it's a bang-bang play in the end zone, that happens. But to have a miscommunication, that's going to weigh heavy on them for a long time.
Where do you fall in the playoff? You want to keep it at 4? Bump it up to 8.
I'd like to see it go to 8. I also like to see it happen quicker.
Sure.
I think they had it was 15 days or
something.
Yeah,
it's forever.
Yeah. And that is forever. That's a long time. You lose your rhythm. You lose The momentum of the season too, you know, and I know they have every bowl game imaginable. I think maybe next year I'll sponsor a bowl game.
the Burns-O-Matic Bowl.
Yeah. I'll let them pay for it. Nick Mangold's Burns-O-Matic.
Yeah, exactly.
Bowl there game. You go.
And they just, I would like to see it expand so you can take away the, you know, number five Alabama being like, well, listen, we would have won.
Right.
Like, well, you probably wouldn't have, but at least give you a fighting chance at it. So, you know, I think it could be done pretty easily. It's just, would people, I think people are growing more accustomed to it. So I think it could grow a little bit easier than it was just to make the playoffs happen in the first place. So it would be nice. I think college football would love it.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Who do you trust more? This might be a bit unfair because it's Ohio State, but so they might have an inherent advantage. But Ryan Day or Adam Gase, like what direction of each program do you trust more?
I like them both. You know, I like the transition that Ryan Day had from Urban. Mm-hmm. That was one of my biggest concerns was Urban leaving. Like, you know, things are going to be in disarray, but Coach Day has done a fantastic job of not only continuing the success that Urban had and, you know, keeping things implemented that way and the traditions that Ohio State has, but putting his own stamp on it and making it his own mm-hmm. team, which instead of just being, you know, a disciple of Urban, he's his own guy. And I like seeing that. And Adam, you know, I think the jury's still out on. I think, you know, when you have your starting quarterback get mono,
sure.
it ruins any energy that you might have had going. So, you know, I'm excited for him. I love his passion, you know, talking to him, talking about football with him. You know, he loves the game. He loves offense, and it's a lot of fun talking because he's got that energy. So I want to see a full season. I want to see, you know, now that the offense is fully implemented, see where we can go.
Do you think a Le'Veon Bell move, because that feels like sort of like it's going to happen. You know, like it's been so awkward from day one there. Or do you think that, you know, there's no awkwardness there, another offseason they'll get that under their belts, they'll square that away?
I don't know. I know the awkwardness, you know, that gets reported in the media, but I haven't been there enough to see behind the scenes because there's always the media story and then there's what's really going on story. Mm-hmm. And usually – it's somewhere in the middle when you see those two things. And, you know, I found that out personally, you know, being on the team and seeing a story come out and be like, well, yes, that's maybe a little bit true, but it's not the whole story. And, you know, all right. And you kind of forget about it. So seeing that sausage being made, you kind of are able to sit back and be like, listen, you know, where there's smoke, sometimes there's fire.
Sure.
But sometimes it's just a fog that's blowing through.
I want to talk about Smoke and Fire in just a second, but I saw you played Wingfoot.
Yes.
How was it?
Oh, it was amazing. It was a lot of fun. The U.S. Open's coming there in June. And so I had the opportunity to be, I think I'm called an ambassador for the U.S. Open. I think it's the technical term.
Yeah, so that's what your sash says right now.
Yeah. and so they were like, you know, if you want to do this, you're more than welcome to come out. We're doing the media day for it and you can play around. Well, I would love to. And so I was able to bring a buddy with me. And, you know, it was other than having to walk, which I am fiercely against walking. I don't think that's part of the game. I think it makes it more exercise than fun. But that's another hill to die on that I'll die on later. It was beautiful. I loved it. And it was kind of a foggy, rainy fall day.
Nice.
And it was just, and I don't know. There was something very special about it. I loved it.
That's awesome. Okay, so Burns-O-Matic, tell me how to be as good of a griller, as good of a chef overall as you are.
Well, I think, it takes a lot of practice, and you need to grow a better beard.
I'm struggling.
Yeah, you'll get there. Don't worry. But, you know, Burns-O has been a fantastic partner. We've been together, I think, 4 years now we were talking. And being able to use a torch that is usually used in construction mm-hmm. And do something else with it and use it for your tailgate. Like if you're walking around a tailgate, you're having maybe an adult drink and you're throwing a pigskin around a little bit and you look over and there's somebody you know, hitting a little food with a torch with, you know, the fire out there, you're probably going to stop and see what's going on. Because it's amazingly cool and I've loved it. And so, this year, because, obviously we're here in Miami, we did some Latin inspired dishes, all using the torch. Which you can find on all the social media for Instagram and Twitter. And
Burns-O-Matic 1876.
Yep. You know, we'll throw me out there too. Come see me at Nick Mangold.
Of course.
But it's a lot of fun. And, you know, there's something we did a dessert with bananas. And it was amazing. You little brown sugar. You slice the banana in half. You put a little brown sugar on top. And then you hit it with caramelize it down. And it was so simple. And so easy,
but it looks like you're just in this insane chemist.
Yeah,
like Walter
White. You're Mr. Fancy Pants, yeah. And you know, and everyone loves that. So it's a lot of fun. You can check out all the recipes and everything. We're also hosting a tailgate party tomorrow at the butcher shop in Wynwood. So that'll be a lot of fun. You can come check things out. We'll do demonstrations because they won't let me bring a torch in here. I've been trying for the past 4 years to bring a torch in. It was like, you know what would be great on Radio Row? Just as much fun as being at a tailgate and seeing a torch would be torching something on Radio Row. And apparently the fire department has frowned upon that. Even though I said, you know, what if we hire like a couple off-duty firefighters
to walk around
to be with us, you know?
That's cool. Get some New York fire department people. Yeah,
have
totally.
Them come on down. That would be great. Apparently I'm still not getting approval on that. Maybe next year, Tampa. We'll try to get that done. I don't know. The suits really have a problem with it.
Well, maybe let's like work over the off season on building like a lighter sized torch. You know, so
they do have a smaller one.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's fantastic. There's many a different torch.
Look at that. I invented it right now.
Yeah. Well, sort of.
Some copyright laws. Yeah. Some
copyright laws and the fact that already invented. Yeah. Patent, I think, is already in.
Sure.
But that's it. So they have a whole wide range of torches from a small little one, which you're doing brulees and everything, all the way up to a garden hose, you know, where you're hosing, you're burning off weeds and starting your fire pit and everything. So there's, and everything in between.
Nice.
Well, that's really exciting. Burns-O-Matic.com. They're on social at Burns-O-Matic1876. Your Twitter is at Nick Mangold, but the gram, you had to throw in the reel.
Yeah, because someone took at Nick Mangold.
You're Nick Mangold, though. Like, I feel like you should be able to hit up Instagram and be like, hey.
Hey.
You know, see my driver's license? I got a passport. You know, I've been to a lot of hotels.
I'm TSA pre-check now. Like, you know, I think if I have that check mark, I should have another one. But no, I figured, you know, let's settle, because actually there were a handful of Nick Mangolds and Nick Mangold ones and everything. And it's kind of weird. Like, I don't understand what people get out of having a fake account for someone else.
I want to be you. I want to have a Burns-O-Matic, you know?
Maybe, I guess.
They could just buy a Burns-O-Matic.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, we're all going to. So.
As you should. Nick, I highly recommend it.
Thanks for taking the time to join us. Enjoy the rest of time in Miami. You mentioned the tailgate party on Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern at the Butcher Shop Beer Garden and Grill in Wynwood.
Yeah, it should be a blast. Come on out. Check it out.
Appreciate it. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Appreciate it, guys.
Thank you.